You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
LGBTQ is not a skill set. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. CNN's Jake Tapper and many other media outlets used the word historic to announce that Pete Buttigieg would be the next U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Headlines made sure to note that Buttigieg is the first Senate-confirmed LGBTQ cabinet member in U.S. history. He's the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, which is a great town, but not with a very complicated public transportation system. When his nomination was announced, Buttigieg tweeted that he loved transportation. He even proposed to his husband in an airport terminal terminal. Other than that, it's not clear why President Biden thought he was the most qualified person for the job. To use the term historic diminishes the word, diminishes Buttigieg, who is more than his sexuality, and diminishes his new office, which merits someone with appropriate qualifications. If firing someone because of their gender identity or sexual orientation is discrimination, isn't hiring someone for the same reason just as discriminatory? Either way, it's not progress, and it's certainly not historic. I'm John Stone Street.
Give him your most high praise tonight.
He lives to conquer.
under earth has quaked before. Moved by the sound of his voice, and seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. And far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all,
the waves and wind still.